from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Once it's open, the new bridge over the Porcupine River at Hoyle will be dedicated to the late Norm Passaw. The city councilor for that area, John Curley, brought it up at this week's regular meeting. He says the Passaw family has lived next to the old bridge that's being replaced forever and ran several businesses right there.
They owned all the property around it, from the trailer parks to whatnot. They probably crossed that bridge more than anybody in the city of Timmins. And it had major effect on him and his business that he was operating.
The bridge itself won't be named in honor of Passaw, but a sign on either side of it will pay tribute. No one in the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party is saying when the next election is, but the party is saying that George Peary has been acclaimed the candidate in the Timmins riding. Peary left the mayoralty of Timmins to run in the June 2022 election, defeating 30-year NDP incumbent Gilles Bisson and becoming mines minister in Doug Ford's cabinet. Several police associations around Ontario are calling on Ottawa for an immediate legislative change to Canada's bail system. The groups represent 35,000 officers, including those with the OPP. They want the feds to take action to ensure repeat and violent offenders are kept in jail while awaiting trial. Officials say the call comes after Toronto police were doing a bail compliance check and got caught in the middle of an active shootout between rival groups. 16 guns were seized and 23 people arrested. The police associations say there are several examples across the province of people being rearrested shortly after being granted bail. The union representing 700 longshore supervisors at BC's container ports say they'll fight a federal order to return to work. They were locked out more than a week ago when their employers accused them of launching strike action. It shut down container ports up and down the West Coast, affecting an estimated $800 million in trade each day. Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon has ordered them back to their jobs and told the Canada Industrial Relations Board to move the talks to binding arbitration. McKinnon says it's up to governments to take action to limit what he calls economic self-destruction. But the International Longshore and Warehouse Union says it won't forget how employers and the Liberal government have attacked the labor movement. McKinnon's order also covers 1,200 dock workers in Montreal who were locked out Sunday night when their employer's final offer was rejected.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.